What is right and wrong is already locked in and everybody knows it. Now, in John chapter number 1, look at verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Look, law comes from God. And Christians, a lot of times, are hypocrites because they will get up and get mad at laws that are coming from the Bible. But that's the only authority we have for law in and of itself. All law is coming from the Bible. The concept of law or commandments is coming from God's word. And the only way for something to be a law and for it to be right, if it was coming from God. Because if I just make up my own arbitrary rules, how is that something that everyone wants to agree with? But yet societies have almost always universally codified God's law in some form or fashion. Where they realize, yeah, lying and stealing and rape and adultery, all these things are wrong, and they pass laws that are based on the biblical principles that we all already have, and we have them deep into our heart. Go to Romans chapter number 2. Romans chapter number 2. Now, of course, the law itself, there was commandments and law before Moses. And where do we get that? Genesis. I mean, God commanded the man not to eat of the tree in the midst of the garden. So God had already given commandments and rules and law. And we understand that without God, morality doesn't even make sense. This is an argument that's often brought up by people that want to argue with atheists, and you know they want to champion Christianity, and they'll use logic. And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with logic. Obviously, you can use logic all day long to prove an atheist to be a liar, but the problem is you can't use logic to reason with the illogical. So when someone's illogical, it doesn't matter how much logic I pour into the equation, it's never going to change their mind. It's never going to affect them in the right manner. So it's not always profitable to go around and argue and pontificate with atheists about how smart you are. Of course you should win a debate against an atheist. He's an atheist. He's arguably the dumbest person in the world. Atheists are the dumbest people on the planet, according to the Bible. Because the Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. I would rather hang out with a flat earther than an atheist. Flat earthers can go to heaven. Atheists can't. I mean, atheists are literally the scum of the earth. They are stupid on purpose. There's nothing logical about their reasoning. They're giant hypocrites, and they don't even realize how much of a hypocrite they are. Because if we ask them, hey, do you think it's wrong to steal? They'll say, yeah. Do you think it's wrong to kill? Yep. And then you ask this question, well, where are you getting that morality? Well, I'm a moral atheist. There's no such thing. Because atheism is not compatible with law or morality whatsoever. But you know why you know those things are wrong? Well, look at Romans chapter number 2, look at verse 12. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness in their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. The reason why an atheist knows that stealing is wrong is because he has a conscience. Right. But the only way to have a conscience is if God put it there. A rock does not have a conscience, because a rock thrown at your head will kill you regardless of its feelings. I mean, there's never been a rock that's like, you know what, I can't do it. Nope. Every bullet that is in the direction of human flesh always pierces through the exact same. It's no discrimination. Why? Because the rocks have no feelings. They have no emotions. They have no conscience. Whereas mankind has a conscience. And that conscience was put into it. Because we're not inanimate objects. We're living souls. And we're living souls with the word of God's written in our heart. And it doesn't even matter how disgusting, how filthy, or how unsaved someone is, they all believe this. Jews believe this. And if you want to talk about filthy animals, I mean, the Jews are some of the worst people on the planet, yet they will not tolerate or allow for a Jew to steal from another Jew.
for Jews to kill other Jews, for Jews to lie to other Jews. They have to create other people as a subhuman race called Goyim, and they can lie to them and steal from them and damage them. But amongst themselves, oh, you're not allowed to lie, steal, to, you know, do all of the things that are found, what, in the Bible, the law that's written in their heart. Even thieves. There's this thing called the code of honor. And even amongst thieves, you know, it's like I can steal from other people, but amongst us, we can't steal from each other. And we can't lie to each other. And we can't kill each other. And you have this code among thieves, or this honor among thieves. But there is no honor among thieves. And they're, you know, you don't want to hang out with those kind of people because they'll always break the law that they break continually. Why? Because everyone knows that it's wrong to steal. Everyone knows that it's wrong to lie. Everyone knows that it's wrong to do all of these things. How do we all know that? How does everybody just inherently know that? It's because God all gave us a conscience and literally wrote the law in all of our hearts. And unless someone is a complete psychopath, they feel bad when they do something wrong. Even Judas Iscariot felt bad having betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Even Pharaoh felt remorse at times for some of the decisions that he had made. And these people were psychopaths. I mean, these people were really bad people. Yet they still had emotion. They still had some level of feeling. Because God has just ingrained it into every single person, you know, right or wrong, regardless of what you think.